Get Well Wednesday. It's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Bob Arnott. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Great to hear your voice.
All right. Now, after years of reporting about the health risk of coffee, medical correspondent Dr. Bob Arnott says that he was wrong about the bean, that it is now being touted as one of the most inexpensive superfoods that possesses a wide range of health benefits. However, he cautions that you need to know your coffee and how to brew it and consume it to make sure that you are unlocking all the health benefits found in the coffee bean. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had a doctor on who said fat can help you lose weight. And now, coffee beans are a superfood like kale?
Listen, I'm a huge kale fan. I do about 3 great big scoops in my morning smoothie. But, you know, for years, I never drank coffee until a couple of years ago. I thought it was
not
bad
even
for
in
you.
Medical school. You never drank coffee.
Never drank it. I was a Diet Coke guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But no, it's interesting because, you know, they for years we looked at coffee drinkers and we go, hey, they smoke, they drink, they eat all the wrong foods, they're overweight. I mean, it must be bad for you. But giant 5 million consumer year study, New England Journal of Medicine, the premier journal, finally showed 15% decrease in all-cause death for women, 10% for men. There's nothing else that does that. There's no food. There's no medicine that gives you that decrease in overall death. Cardiovascular disease, cancers across the board. Unbelievable when you look at coffee.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember we had a doctor on talking about coffee is bad for women when it comes to breast cancer.
Doctor on, obviously.
Well, that was
now that all changed.
That was all years ago, and things have changed.
Things have changed.
And they're much better, bigger studies. And the interesting thing we did is to, you know, look at coffee beans around the world and say, so what's so good about them?
Yeah.
And it turns out it's a thing that we call a polyphenol, and simply that's what makes fresh fruits, vegetables, red wines, olive oil healthy. And we cast around the world and found these beans out in the highlands of Ethiopia and Kenya that have unbelievable amounts of polyphenols, up to 20 times more than your ordinary cup. And with these, you get just phenomenal benefits.
So what coffee bean is the most, is the healthiest?
You teed me up there, Tom. It's Dr. Danger Coffee.
Dr. Danger? Coffee.
Dr. Dave, named after my TV show. It's the first of these performance-oriented coffees. You know, we've always just had coffee to kind of wake up, but now that we realize it has these spectacular benefits in it, we went around to figure out, you know, what are the very best beans there are. And the other part of it is, I mean, I've spent decades out in Africa, lots of time in Kenya, out in, South Africa during the apartheid era there, Mozambique during the Civil War, Sudan.
Did
Congo,
you just yawn?
Rwanda.
No coffee. Need some coffee.
It's just boiling right now. But the interesting thing is, coffee is also the world's best sustainable development. Why? We pay a lot more for our beans to make certain that, you know, we get the very, very best bean. And the farmers then get better schools, better health care, their families have a real long-term plan. I, for years, was on the board of Save the Children, wonderful organization. We're always trying to figure out, you know, after the grant ends, what do you do? And coffee is one of the very best solutions.
Fantastic. We had a doctor on not long ago who said coffee was better than Viagra.
Well, add it to Viagra. You know, it's very good in terms of those small little arteries in the right places there. These polyphenols are. So, you know, use them together.
Now, what about high blood pressure? Caffeine doesn't coffee and
if it's the right kind of bean, right?
So now here's the really interesting point, and that is that about half the population metabolizes caffeine slowly. And if they were to drink a lot of coffee, the 4 to 6 cups they say you need, their blood pressure would be up and their heart disease risk would be up, which is why you want to look at the right kind of decaf. Now, a lot of people just sneer at their decaf. decafs. But for instance, we have this Dr. Danger coffee called Night Ops. Mm-hmm. It's a decaf, but from Ethiopia, and fantastic phenol levels. All of the super healthy phenols in it. Well, without all the caffeine, that would give you, you know, high blood pressure or have a SWAT team following you on the way to work.
Okay. Coffee's good for you.
It's great for you.
Okay. It's Dr. Bob Arnon. He's going to answer your questions at 646464 about coffee.
You don't have to say it with such a sneer in your voice.
Congratulations, because I've been riding you a long time about coffee.